poll, Biden receives poor grades on majority of issues. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 12, 2024. Americans are unhappy with President Biden and the way he is handling key issues. A recent 1&1/Tip Insights survey found. Overall, only 36% of Americans approve of the job Biden is doing, while most, 54%, do not. While 84% of Republicans, predictably, disapprove of Biden's job performance, most independents, 58%, and one-fifth of Democrats, 22%, also disapprove. Further, 53% of moderates and roughly a quarter of liberals, 26%, also disapprove of Biden's overall job performance. The survey then asked respondents to grade Biden's overall job performance, and just 27% rated him either excellent, A, or good, B, another 35% gave him an F, fail, and 16% gave him a D, poor. The survey asked respondents to give him grades on a range of individual issues as well. And the survey found that Biden receives good grades from fewer than 30% of Americans on all issues. On immigration and border security, 19% gave the 81-year-old an A or B, excellent or good, compared to 58% who rated him either D or F, poor or fail. Notably, 42% of that 58%, specifically, gave him an F. Most, 54%, gave Biden a D or F on spending and taxes, 53% gave him a D or F on handling the economy, and 51% gave him a D or F on handling violence and crime in the country. Notably, 59% of independents and 22% of Democrats give Biden a D or F on the economy. Related video, White House, 2023 a good year economically, but it takes a while for people to feel it. A plurality, 49%, gave Biden a D or F on handling Iran, and a plurality of 48% gave him a D or F on handling the Israel/Hamas conflict. 45% gave him a D or F on handling the Russia/Ukraine war, and 44% gave him a D or F on handling China. Another 22% gave him a C on that issue. All of the ratings can be found here. The survey was taken January 31 to February 2, among 1,402 Americans. It has a +2.7% margin of error and comes as former President Donald Trump continues to edge out Biden in national polls, as well as those examining key states, including Georgia and Wisconsin.